Listening to the Bogus Otis Show. It's the only podcast dedicated to my buddy Sammy. Sammy Hagar, that is. What is understood need to be discussed, especially if it's about Sammy Hagar.
Here I am.
Well, thank you for spending time with us.
Hello, it's great to see you again.
And happy Easter. Happy Easter. We're like, Is she sure she wants to come on? I think it's Easter. What's Easter Monday? Maybe she won't want to come on.
You guys, one of the words I use for myself is faithful. You know how we all have a couple of things that we know about ourselves that's good. One of mine is that I'm faithful. You can count on me. But oh my God, I'm doing like this for a half an hour.
Well, anyway, the best part is we can just laugh about it, right? That's it.
Amen. We got
just
it.
Laugh about it.
How are you guys doing?
We're
How's
great.
Everything going?
Yeah, we're great. We're great. So glad to have you back again. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
And in between me and me again, we had my brother. My God, I mean, so much better than me. Did you enjoy him?
I mean, well, we'll tell you a little funny story. So we kind of hoped that we would get him on with us in Detroit at the beer launch. And it was sort of a tentative. And it all came together very quickly that afternoon. And one of the questions he asked us was, who's your favorite guest that you've ever had on the show? And we said,
guess
you.
Who the answer was.
We said, you. And he was like, oh my God, it was so great.
I loved it. I heard you guys did that and I was so proud. Oh my God, I'm so proud. Yeah. Isn't he precious though? He's so precious. You know, I went down there. He does, you know, he signs those guitars.
Yeah.
But he only signs them for charity now. He doesn't sign guitars now. Just if somebody brings a guitar to him to sign it, he goes only for charity because it keeps the value of it up. Right. So every year I go down and take him a guitar. We have a mission here called Coachella Valley Mission that takes care of the homeless. And so I take a guitar down for him to sign and then we auction it off. Well, this year we auctioned it off. We went on his website first and gave them a chance to bid on it. And then that was the starting bid at the gala that we had here and it won. And one of his people bet $51.50 on it. They bid $51.50.
That's awesome. That's
you know,
amazing.
And that was a great price. I was so glad and he was happy with that price too. So God bless it, you know. And
no,
we
that's
had a
amazing,
great time.
Amazing.
Yeah,
I'll tell you. We didn't have a lot of time with him in Detroit. It was fairly brief. But we've got a pretty good promise of some follow up, which we're excited about.
Perfect.
And we've talked about our conversation with him with some other guests and on some recent episodes. And the thing that I said on air, and I would say now, and I'll say over and over and over, he saw us in the room, he sat down with us, and he was everything that a fan hopes he would be when you meet him. He was gracious, he was kind, he was friendly.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that.
And he was the really nice part for us too was he was incredibly complimentary of our show and what we're doing. And he was like, at first I was like, I heard about you guys. And I'm like, who are these guys using my name? And you know,
and my tattoo, what's going on? Yeah. That's my tattoo.
And then I started listening and it was like, oh, these guys are great. I love this. This is awesome.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Doesn't he have, I mean, he just engages you, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got such a way about him that's so charming. You know, when he and I get together, there's such synergy. I love that. I mean, I love to visit with my brother.
You guys share that. You have that same energy and I call it magnetism. We called you a firecracker when he asked us about you. We said, she's a firecracker.
The 81-year-old firecracker.
She's a firecracker. She's got your energy. She's got the Hagar energy, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we do have high energy. But, you know, we're not Hagars. You know that. Did you hear the story?
Well,
we're gonna talk about that.
Is that our segue? Yeah. Is that our first segue?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. So why don't we do this? Can we just bore you and can you indulge us for one
sure.
minute? Well, we're just going to do our normal opening. But
just
all of the,
Yeah,
all
yeah.
All the conversation we've already started, this is already magical, and we're going to have it in the episode. So it's really, really great.
Perfect.
Yeah. And we wanted actually to ask you if that was fair territory, you know, the whole subject
Absolutely.
Of the family and the hair, all of that coming up.
Absolutely.
That's all cool.
Absolutely. Yep. Okay. Yep. It's all cool. Yeah.
Great.
Yep.
Okay. We'll just do a short little pause and we'll kick right into it. Yeah.
Great.
Are you ready, eh?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Right. Lost my place. Excuse me. Here we go. Now, I've got to sort out these dreams. Feels like I'm watching my life on a big screen. Hey, we never said goodbye. In fact, it's hello again, because we are the world's only dedicated Sammy Hagar podcast. This is the Bogus Otis Show. And guess what? This is season 4. D, welcome to a big one.
I can't believe it. And, you know, we got something a little bit different this season lined up. It's kind of we're going to have an overarching theme or themes, actually. Yeah. We're going to talk about, we're going to unleash in a few minutes, but we can't waste any more time. We have, I mean, who else to really kick things off than, you know, our favorite guest, right?
Hey, absolutely. I mean, we are aiming for season 4 to have hit after hit after hit of special guests. And this one tonight to kick off season 4 is a return guest, one we're incredibly excited about. Personal insight, personal experiences. It doesn't get any more personal than siblings, right? So why don't we welcome back to the Bogus Otis Show, Velma Hagar. Velma, oh my God, thank you again for being here. This is incredible.
I'm
so great to see
you. I'm so glad to be here. The dinosaur in the flesh.
Well, you look fantastic. And that's a great shirt, by the way, for those who can't listening. That's a great shirt.
Around the house tonight, you guys, just right around the house doing nothing. Visiting with you.
How's the weather? Tell us.
You know what? We've had an incredible, crazy, crazy season here. It's 75 today, but it's been raining. And I mean, it's wild. It's green in the desert. Our desert is beautiful. I don't want to tell you guys too much because you all may flock out here. And you know, we have enough people come. The month of March in the desert is a zoo. Everybody in the world comes here. So it's really been pretty, but we've had a lot of rain. Yeah, it's really interesting. We're going to have a green summer, a real green summer.
Wow.
I love that. Well, I mean, we're still contending with, you know, the Canadian winter to a degree. We haven't had near the snow that we typically do. But when I hear 75 degrees and desert, it just, it makes my heart sing for sure.
We've had 80 degree weather even. We had 83 degrees last week one day. And then it dips down. It's really been, it's been a real up and down type of a, I like it because we have white puffy clouds out there right now and a blue sky. It's beautiful. Listen to my birds. You have to ignore my birds. They're part of my life.
The birds are singing. The birds are singing.
The birds are singing.
These are my little birds in the cage. Yeah.
So we were talking just off air, and it's been a little over a year since we had you on with us last. Hard to believe the time has passed.
It does go by.
Tell us, what's been happening in the world of Velma in the last 12 months?
I'm telling you guys, I'm 81, but I am so busy. And I say to myself, well, what are you going to do, Velma? Just sit in a rocking chair with an Afghan over your knees? Just keep busy. I'm moving. You know, we had elections here, as you know, I'm very active. I'm the chaplain for our Republican women here, which is the largest Republican group in the whole United States right here. And I'm the chaplain over it. So it's a big deal. And that keeps me busy. And I have tons of friends that keep me busy, and my siblings and my family and all of it, just everything. But you know, we found out we weren't Hagars, which was a big deal. I'm sure you guys watched the show.
Oh, yep. Got some questions about
that. Roots. Okay. Finding your roots. A big shocker, you guys, a big shocker. We're not Hagars. After Sammy's done all this work to build up the name of Hagar, we're not Hagars.
What was your first reaction, Velma, when all of this came to light?
Well, when it came to light, Sammy told us before it came on TV, but we had to be quiet about it until it was, you know, it came on the show. And I didn't like the name that we were because they were pronouncing it wrong. They were saying Belcher, like a burp. I went, ooh, what an ugly name. But it's not Belcher at all. It's Belcher. It's actually Belcher. Belcher. It's right. A French name. It was derived from France, went to England, and it's actually Belcher. And it's a beautiful name because it means something like beautiful and cheerful. You know, there's two words. Belcher. So when I found out the actual name, I thought, I like it. But you know, hey, we've lived with the name Hagar all of our life. My sister and my brother and I were on texting back and forth after the show, you know, and we were laughing. We were saying, my God, you know, all these years that the Hagars had no class. We always used to say Hagars had no class. And then my sister said, well, how do you think the Belchers felt? They have a Hagar in the woodpile. Because the Belchers were very impressive. Let me tell you, if you look up Jonathan Belcher, he was one of the founders, actually, of Princeton University. He was the governor of Virginia, New Jersey, and one other. There were three states he was the governor of. Very impressive. I mean, we came from an impressive background, and here we thought we were Hagars. Sammy said they were nothing but fruit tramps. And he said, we can say that now that we know we're not one of them.
So how does something like this go down? So Sammy's on the show. Is there a family meeting? Do you guys all meet somewhere, have a dinner?
Well, we're on the phone yapping. We're just yapping, you know. I mean, all the three of us are on it, and we're having so much fun laughing about it and just enjoying it because the name Hagar has been good to us. Let's face it. But the truth of it is, you know, what we knew of them, they were lowlifes. You know, they were like, they didn't have much class when we were young. A lot of them have done well now, I have to say that. But the Belchers, my gosh, you know, they were, and no wonder I'm so politically minded. Oh my God. I mean, they were involved in the Magna Carta. And I mean, he hung around with people like the likes of Benjamin Franklin and, you know, so no wonder I'm so political. I mean, that's what I said. I'm in the right arena, you know, coming from the Belcher clan, but the other side, did you guys watch the show?
It's hard to get in Canada, but we
the Alessis. So you saw about the Alessis. I mean, yes. So here all of our lives, we thought our mother was, you know, she was our pride and joy. And our dad was just, you know, an alcoholic, died at 51 in the streets, right? Well, as it turns out, when we saw where we came from, it was the Alessis that were the mafia, my mother's side. And my dad's side was, they were amazing. But, you know, I think my dad just didn't know who he was, honestly. I mean, if he had have known where he came from, and you know the story, they found out that that this woman had married one of the Hagars and had a child out of wedlock. Well, she stayed in the marriage, but she had the child and named it Hagar, but it was actually a Belcher. And that was how that happened. So nobody knew that child wasn't a Hagar till they did the DNA. DNA is amazing, isn't it?
It was amazing to see Sammy's reaction as they stepped him through this section, especially the part. So somewhere along the way, the name actually was Hagar, was actually with an ER along the way. And then it changed to AR, right?
Some of them, but they still do that. Some of the Hagars called it ER and some called it AR. And, you know, I don't know how that happens, but it's the same thing with my grandmother, who was Scottish, by the way. My dad, who always was so proud of being Irish, had no Irish in him at all. None, zero. But he did have Scottish. His mother was full-blooded Scottish. And some of them spelled it MacFarlane and some spelled it McFarlane, MC and MAC. Right. I don't know why that happens, you know, who knows. But she was Scottish, but my dad had no Irish. And he was called the Fighting Irishman. And he had the shamrock on his trunks. I mean, that was his big claim to fame, was being Irish. It wasn't Irish at all. None. I mean, is that interesting?
So was your first reaction? I mean, the entire family's first reaction must have been like, I wish we could have talked to mom about all these things to see. Do you think she knew some of these things? I heard
no
family.
I don't.
Nothing.
My grandmother was, you know, we felt so bad when we found out about grandma. Alessi, on the Alessi side. They never even spoke of the bios, which was my grandfather's side. my mom's dad. So my mom's dad was named Salvatore Baio, B-A-I-O. We are related to Scott, you know, Scott Baio. Mm-hmm. He is a cousin on that side. But then mother's name was Alessi, and that was the side they found all of the debauchery on. I mean, it was awful. But we knew that grandma, we always heard that grandma went to a convent. We knew she went to a convent, and we thought it was a Catholic convent, like a school. We didn't know she was in an orphanage. You know, they used to speak Italian to one another, grandma and grandpa did. And I think they knew more than they wanted us to know, you know. And whenever they didn't want us to know, they'd speak Italian to each other, you know. We didn't understand it. And so we were surprised that Grandma Alessi was so, gosh, what a sad, her mother died when she was 3 or 4 years old. We didn't know that. We knew her mother had died, and she died of alcoholism. And she was only 31 or something like that. See, we didn't know that. That was stuff that we just found out. And they put Grandma in an orphanage. And I guess no one adopted her. But, you know, Grandma was always, there was always an aloofness, something. I adored her, but we never really knew her really well, I would say. Where Grandpa, I adored Grandpa Bio. Oh, my gosh. He was I just loved him. But he used to kind of keep her on a short chain. And I think it was because I think Grandma was kind of loose. You know, she was raised in an orphanage and then came home at 15. I think they said her dad took her back in. But then with all that stuff going on in the family. So I feel bad when I think about her. I wish I could have that. She's the one I think about. But I know that my mother was never probably loved the way she should have been either. Grandma was always, there was always something different about her. I never really got real close to Grandma. I did to Grandpa, you know.
I guess back in those times and eras, it was a different time and a different era. People didn't talk about their inner feelings a lot. You just kind of picked up and moved on, right? You didn't really talk about it.
And they didn't
a lot, right?
even tell us they loved us like they do now. How we're always saying, love you, you know. In our day, we knew our mother loved us, but she never, you know, told us. I don't, until later. Now, later in life, she did tell me because I said it to her first. But I don't think she didn't really know how to, she was an amazing mother, but she learned it on her own. She didn't learn it from her mother. Her mother never knew how to mother. Her dad was the one that kind of took control of things, you know, little Italian guy, very controlling. And you know, the little Italian guys that are real macho. And, you know, that's how my grandpa was. But we had no idea that grandma was, because he used to control everything. He'd say she can have one beer, you know, because he probably knew the mother had died at 31 of alcoholism. He used to control her drinking and watch over her. And we just thought it was because he was controlling. But he probably knew the whole story, you know, because he never told us that he was even born in Italy. He was so ashamed of being Italian, and you could have never denied it. He was so Italian looking. Have you ever seen him? Seen Grandpa Bio? So he looked so real Italian, you know. Wow. But he used to tell us he was born in New York. And so when I was having him fill out, I wanted my grandparents to fill out the family page in my Bible, and I wanted to do it in their handwriting. So he's writing in there where he's born. And he's got the word new already written. And I say, Grandpa, this is the Bible. And so he scratches it out and writes Rome, Italy, which he still lied. We didn't know till he died. We found his birth certificate. He was born in Sicily.
Wow.
So he lied either way, you know. I mean, he was so ashamed of being. And I remember saying, Grandpa, we're not ashamed of being Italian. You don't have to lie, you know. But he was so persecuted back, you know, when they came into New York
and for those who haven't seen the episode, there was a very violent altercation that happened in New York that sent your family to California, back to, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I have one very specific question, because as I was watching it, and I'm not sure if you're into numerology like Sammy is.
Yes, I am very much so.
So I have to ask if this came up in your conversations, because we all, being fans of Sammy, the number 13, his birthday, it's, you know, one of our sacred fan numbers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm always on the alert for hearing the word, you know, hearing 13. And as I'm watching the documentary, that altercation that sent your family, changing them all forever to California, was over $13.
Yes, you're right. You're
I'm like, right. So it was did that come up in the conversation with Sam?
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? It really didn't, now that you mention it. But I recall that saying that. Yeah. He owed him $13.
If we had a direct to Sammy line, I would have been like, Sammy, $13. Look, it's
I know
it's
you're
everywhere.
So right. You're so right. My gosh, it didn't even dawn on us. At least we never talked about it. He might have gotten it, but we didn't talk about it. But I will. I will mention that to him now. I'll say, did you
so
realize?
Your lives were changed by the number 13 that sent you're everyone so to right. California, which is, I thought was mind-blowing. So I almost fell right. off my chair.
Did you know that most tequilas have added flavoring and coloring to hide inferior taste? Not Santo. Santo Tequila is certified additive-free. Nothing but real deal agave in this bottle.
Yeah, isn't that wild? And you know, Grandma was actually born in California. Grandma Alessi was born in California. She wasn't born in Italy. Grandpa was, but her parents were, but she wasn't. She was born in California. So, and my mother was, they were born, all born in LA, in Sierra Madre is what the birth certificate is. Listen to my bird. He loves you guys. He's over there saying, I love the Bogus Otis show. I have the cutest little, they're little cockatiels. I have a male and a female. Hear him? He's trying to kiss me right now. He goes, Now listen to this. I have to just get off this subject for a minute. She is in the nest. I have a female, 10 years old. I've had her for 10 years. Her and I are like this. Her name is Pippa. And my sister asked me to take this Benji. He was kind of a little ward of the court that nobody really wanted. And he's 2 years old. And I took him. And she said, we'll take him back if it doesn't work. Well, I adore him. Listen to him. I just adore him. So I put him in there together, right? She's sitting in the nest with her butt up in the air, making all of these little cooing noises. I knew what she's asking for, right? And he goes over, as God is my witness, he gets down there and he kisses her on the head. He goes, no, he kisses me all the time. And I go, you dummy. I mean, I want babies, right? She's got 4 eggs in there right now. I don't know. I doubt very much if they're fertilized because he kisses her on the head.
It's the wrong end.
I go, this bozo. But he's the sweetest thing you've ever seen. He's over there. He's trying to get my attention. Pretty soon he'll be saying, pretty boy, pretty boy. He does. And he starts going, kisses. Oh, kisses. He says, he kissed her. I don't think he did anything. But there are 4 eggs in there, so we'll see. But anyway, that's the story about my little birds. But now back to this name. So here we are. We turn out to be Belchers, and every Belcher in the world has been contacting Sammy. You know, they were thrilled to find out there was a Hagar in the woodpile. Especially so a Sammy Hagar in their woodpile. So I have had a couple of contacts and actually went on a podcast with one of them I think they're in Kentucky or somewhere. Nice people, very nice people. But you know, we've already got a huge family with a Hagar. So we're 13 Hagar children, you know, in my dad's family. So we got a bunch, and now we got the Belchers too. So that's the families.
What I thought was really interesting, Velma, was shortly after the episode aired, Sammy was, as we all know, very active on Instagram. He loves little videos and messages and storytelling. Mm-hmm. And he sort of, I'm sure, sensed that the fan base was going crazy, going, what is this?
They were. Yeah, they were. Uh-huh.
And he kind of just calmed the whole situation down and sort of went kind of like a, he may have even said this, sort of like a, what's in a name? You know, like,
yeah.
I am who I am. We are who we are. And the name doesn't really matter, which I thought was really interesting. And so I want to ask you, because often we're defined by things like our family,
our name, yeah,
or the job, the job we have, or where we work, or where we come from.
And I'm big on names. I mean, names are very important, very important.
So
go ahead.
I want to ask you then, what would you say, what defines you as a person and you as a family? Now, having come through this experience where you realize this incredible revelation, What do you actually take away from that? What does it mean to you, and how does it change or strengthen how you might define yourself and your family?
You know, it was interesting because I've said the name Velma Belcher a lot of times just to see how it sounded. Velma Belcher. You know what? It's really weird because we talked about it and I said, you know what? I'm still a Hagar. You know, I mean, we grew up with that name, and we were actually texting my sister and Sammy and I when I was watching the fans having a fit, you know, Sammy must really be. And so then I put something out on Facebook, you know, I can't even remember what I said, but I put something out and said, you know, we're all fine with it. You know, nobody's really upset. Poor Sammy, they're thinking poor Sammy, you know, it's not his name and stuff. And I said, no, you know what, we're fine. And he said, I'm going to put something out right at this moment. So right when we were on, the three of us, my sister and he and I, he puts that thing, I think that you're talking about, what's in a name, you know. And because all of us, you know, I had written a little poem one time and I said, just to give you one of the lines, I never read you that poem, did I? A poem about my brother, Sammy. I don't think I've read it to you. I might have, okay. But there was a line in there that said, we used to tell, when Sammy was young, we thought he'd fall flat on his ass, but instead he gave the name Hagar, loss of class, or something like that. There was a line in the, and you know, and so we took our name. I'm still a Hagar. I still am. It's really weird. It didn't have that much of an impact on me. I was impressed with who the Belchers were. I like that. I like having that heritage. My son said, Mom, my gosh, this Jonathan Belcher was so amazing. And you have that, you know, it's in your blood. And I went, no wonder, because I mean, I'm a fanatic, you guys, about politics. I'm a fanatic. And no wonder this guy helped write the Magna Carta, you know. And I thought I just came by it naturally. And then the other thing that was really interesting, you know, my dad was a fighter. And there are three prize fighters in the Belcher family. And one of them right now, they have a movie out by one of them. It's called The Prize Fighter, I think is the name of it. It's one of the Belchers. So my dad came by that boxing naturally too. See, nobody in his family ever boxed. So here he came down and I've got pictures of those old Belchers, the old black and white pictures of the boxers standing there, you know, prize fighters. So we have realized that a lot of our DNA was coming out in us without even realizing it, you know, but it came down through them, through the Belchers rather than the Hagars. So interesting. It's been an interesting, but overall, I'm still a Hagar, you know, I know Sammy is too, you know, we got good laughs out of it. Bobby and he and I just got together and we were howling at one point. You know, when Sammy said, you know, they were all just a bunch of fruit tramps anyway, those Hagars. And he said, we can say that now that we know we're not one of them, you know.
I think it's all a matter of perspective, right?
Yeah.
It's all how you look at it. Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's a good point. That's a good point, Brent, because I think, I mean, you and I didn't really discuss this too much in depth, Brent, but I mean, I didn't really think much of it. I thought it was cool. For your family to find out this,
yeah.
But for me, it's like it's not going to be re-releasing all the records with a new name on it, right?
No,
right? So
yeah, we're Hagars. I mean, we just are. You know, he did a lot with that name, man. He really, I'm a real believer in things happen like they should. You know, they just happen like they should. We may have been totally different people if we would have had the name Belcher. You know, names. You know, in the Bible, God changed names all the time. He changed Sarah, her name was Sarai, and he changed her to Sarah. He changed Peter from Simon, because Simon meant a reed and Peter meant the rock. And God wanted Simon to be the rock. So he changed his name. He changed Abraham from Abram to Abraham, because Abraham meant father of nations. So he gave them the names to match what he wanted them to do. And we don't know what we would have been if we would have been Belchers. Who knows where we would have gone? Who knows? I mean, but all I know is the Hagars, all of us did well. All of us did well.
That's amazing.
And so we carried the name well, you know, and I think So God changed names. So we got our name changed. Somehow we got our name changed. And it was, it's okay. You know, I'm fine with it.
Well, it's amazing because for those who haven't seen this, the episode, Finding Your Roots on PBS, Sammy shared the episode with actor Ed O'Neill. And I like Ed O'Neill, no problem with Ed O'Neill, but there's so much more. I'm like, no, just give this whole, like, I wanted him to stay on Sammy. So
me too.
I mean,
yeah.
There's so much things. So I guess my question is for you is like, is that one of those episodes? It's not something you can go through where it's just a, you know, because out of the whole hour, Sammy's probably 30 minutes. So it's not something you just show somebody in 30 minutes and you move on.
Yeah.
Are you guys still in contact with PBS? I'm sure you have thousands of questions. Are they available to keep shedding more light and answering things for you? Or how does that work?
You should see the book that they had. Remember that book that Sammy had there and he was turning the pages? Remember how that book is amazing. And they you know, because they didn't get into everything. They never spoke of the bios at all or the telenovas, which was
You must have so many questions as
there's
a family.
So many, like, but no, we're not in contact. But Sammy said that they were going to do, he was going to do more with them. And I don't know if he has or not. I don't think he has yet, but he will. You know,
He said, look, I got to come back for a follow-up because there's just too much in my mind right now. There's so many questions I'm going to have. And you can't just take that book and go home and move on. Like, there's so many questions. You're going over everything. Like, you just mentioned something about a comment about your grandfather.
Yeah, and the McFarlanes.
Now you see it differently. It changes everything, right?
Yeah, and the McFarlanes were from Scotland, and they never even went into that. That was Grandma Hagar, you know, when they had married Grandpa Hagar. So she was from Scotland and they never even went into her, you know. They only did the two dramatic ones, you know, from the Belshers, that was the real name, but they never even told us something. They didn't tell anything about the Belshers, if you notice. We did that research ourselves afterwards. So that's the things I'm telling you about Belsher are the things we found out.
Oh wow!
They didn't tell us that. They just gave us the name and we ran with it, you know. And the Alessis, but we had already checked into a lot of our DNA on mother's side. We just never found out all that stuff about the cutting the heads off. I mean, and then somebody contacted me that wasn't a Lessie from New York, and she showed me pictures of where they had this body in a barrel with no head and the head was beside it. And I mean, they were horrible people, those Alessis. They were, but like Sammy and Bobby and I said, we kind of knew we had some mafia somewhere. They were from Sicily, you know, all of them. And Grandpa wasn't, he always said he was Roman. And, you know, we always told everybody we were Roman Italian. We weren't at all. We were Sicilian. We knew Grandma was Sicilian. But Grandpa used to make fun of her. He'd say, you Sicilians. And he talked like he was not one of them, you know. He said, the Sicilians, they put garlic on the knife before they stab you. You know, I mean, he used to say awful things to Grandma because he knew she was Sicilian. As it turns out, in the DNA, we find out Grandma was the one who was part Roman. He was all Sicilian. It was, I mean, she had Sicilian and Roman. He was only Sicilian. So, you know. I would love to talk to Grandpa. He's the one that died with a lot of secrets, if you ask me.
So that was my next question. Was like, if you could ask one, is there one burning question? If you could only ask one Grandpa, question, what would it be?
I would love to know Grandpa Bio's real story. He didn't tell us anything, the truth. None of it. He told us he was born in Buffalo, New York. And then finally, when we called him on it, he said he was born in Rome, Italy. And he said he served mass at the Vatican. He told us all kinds of stuff that apparently wasn't true. And then he told us that his family, the Tatanovas, and I knew they were, that they were trapeze artists and they were called the Flying Tatanovas. I would like to know if that's true. I'd like to know what in the world was with Grandpa with all those lies. He didn't tell us anything true. We don't know. We'll never know, you know. We'll never know. Incredible. I mean, he just, yeah. Where Grandma, she just kind of smiled about everything. She didn't tell us anything, you know, either. That side of the family was very secretive. Yeah.
It could
so
have been
anyway.
a whole new entry into show business, trapeze artists instead of musicians. That's
there you go.
Something else.
and the thing of it was, her brothers, we had pictures of them. They were in silent movies. Grandma, the Alessis, the one that was, they were actually actors. And I did see pictures like promo pictures, you know, that they have of actors. So I don't know, you know, you just don't know if any of it was even true. Who knows? So, you know, we're kind of a big secret, but what the hey, we turned out pretty good anyway, didn't we? Yeah.
It's an amazing story. It's an amazing episode. If you haven't seen everybody, you should check out that episode. It's incredible. Right? And Sammy's pretty cool. Sammy's really cool through it. They dropped some heavy stuff on him through it. Right?
He was weepy. Did you see him?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he got weepy.
He cracked some good jokes too, right? I thought he was a good sport, right? Because it's some pretty heavy stuff they reveal, right?
He's such a good sport. He's such a good guy.
Hey, this is Eric Senich from the Van Halen News Desk. You're listening to the only podcast devoted to the Red Rocker, Sammy Hagar, The Bogus Oda Show.
He's such a good guy, you guys. And he's going on that 12-month, that tour. That old buzzard is going on that tour?
Yes.
I don't know why he's doing that.
That's a perfect segue. We wanted to ask you about this. You know, by all accounts, what is probably going to be the biggest tour that he has undertaken in the last number of years, and it's all wrapped around a little bit of tribute to Van Halen and, and his time with that band, and obviously Eddie Van Halen, and kind of a retrospective of his entire career. So are you going on the road? How many shows are you going to go?
No, I'm not. I probably won't go to any unless he gets here to the desert, and I don't think he will. I think it's going to be his last hurrah. I mean, that's just between you and I, but he's 76 years old. My God, these shows are exhausting. They're exhausting.
Touring is incredibly
rigorous.
Yeah.
I think he's doing it because he loves to do it. I think he loves it. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't need the fame. You know, I think he just, he loves to do it. He loves his fans. He loves, he's addicted. I think he's like an addict.
and you also kind of mentioned, like, you know, none of us know what's in store health-wise in the future.
No matter what
our ages are, right?
Yeah. So,
you know, if he had to set the record straight and kind of do the tribute to Van Halen that never happened.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If this is his, and we hope it's not, obviously, his last hurrah, like, now's the time to do it. And what a way, if this is his last mega tour, what
I'm
better
sure,
way to end than something like this, right?
He told me a while back he was going to start slowing down, and now he's doing this. I really haven't communicated with him since the last time when he told me, you know, I'm just going to start slowing down. And he said that, and he told me the tours exhaust me. I'm so tired. And now here he's doing this one. I'm going, my gosh, I don't know. But
well,
you
Brent,
know what?
If his handshake is any, his handshake almost crushed our hands in Detroit.
Yeah, he's in great shape, you guys. Yeah. He really is. He's healthy.
Yeah.
You know, he's full of life. He's still got lots of energy. And I did go watch, you know, I went the other day, Smokey Robinson, 84, and I videotaped it and I sent it to Sam. That guy, have you guys seen him entertain?
Yes.
Smokey Robinson?
Yep.
That sucker, he was running across the stage. He was squatting down and I'm going, oh, I mean, he's 84, 3 years older than me. And I was so impressed with him. So I sent a video to Sam and I said, you look like you've got a few more years left. He said, I hope so, you know, because this guy's, you know, 8 years older than Sammy and still going at it. So I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but the difference is, you know, like I went to see a couple of other ones, Johnny Mathis, but their shows are so much calmer. You know, Sammy's shows are not calm.
It's high energy.
I'm telling you, I've been backstage where he comes off that stage, you guys, and I mean, he's just whipped, you know, just beat up. And so I say, you know, even Smokey Robinson, even though he was more active, of course, than Johnny Mathis, he still wasn't Sammy Hagar out there, you know, running around like a jackrabbit. I mean, you know, Sammy's 76, and it's hard for me to imagine. I just want that guy to take care of himself, but he has a good life when he's home. You know, he's different than most people. He's not a night owl that goes out bar hopping or anything. He seems like a real partier, but when he's home, you know, and he's got a good life, you know, grows his veggies and cooks and, you know, so maybe he's going to build himself up. He's been exercising and he's got himself, his weight looks good. And one of the fans said, is he okay? He's been losing weight. And I asked him, he said, no, I've been trying to lose weight and I'm okay. You know, He said, "No, I'm doing great." So he's got some weight off, and
he looked very fit when we saw him in October in Detroit. There's no question. Darren alluded to, you know, his handshake was firm, and
he's got the feeling back in my fingers now after
just several months later. So interesting, Velma. Hard to believe for us. This is our fourth season of the show. We're kicking off this idea that the whole season four for us is going to be themed around this upcoming summer tour, talking with guests who have perspective on his life and his career. And you've made a comment that is really interesting, you know, talking about obviously hoping that first and foremost, he's in good health and he's okay. Which all of us want that, and nobody more than his family, of course. I think that you've mentioned a couple of interesting things as well about, you know, is this the last hurrah? Is this going to be the final defining moment for his legacy, for his career? And you've kind of unwittingly set this up perfectly for us.
Are we doing it? Are we doing this? Okay.
Because we have something that we are going to be working on that we want to share with you and get your thought and your reaction on what we're planning to do as a part of this season celebrating the tour. And we have not shared this externally until
we waited for you, Velma.
This very moment. For you.
Yeah, I love surprises. I love surprises.
So I would really love to hand the microphone over to my partner, Darren, who's going to share with you what we have in the works.
Okay.
All right, Brent. Thank you.
Hit it, Darren. Hit it.
Well, what we did is, as we were talking, everything we've just been talking about, this is kind of another peak in Sammy's career. And much of this tour is kind of a culmination of his entire career and all the eras of music.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And as we were talking about it, Brett and I were like, you know what? Like, he's been out of Van Halen for 25 years now. And he's done more outside of Van Halen than most people do in their entire career.
Yeah, he has.
So we think he should be inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a solo artist.
I think so, yes.
And we're going to do something about our tribe.
Yes.
Do something about that.
I think that is a fabulous idea. Go for it, you guys. Yes. Right.
Thank you. You give us the Hagar permission.
The go ahead. I
family
love
permission.
It.
Okay.
Yes, I've always thought that. You know, it's like, and they did do the Walk of Fame, you know. He did do that recently.
Yep.
That star. Yep. So that was so cool. But yes, I do agree with you. I think that it should happen.
So Brent and I put our heads together, and again, look, obviously we're biased because of the show. But we tried to put together, well, we did put together a pretty compelling, unbiased, based on facts presentation that we're going to start to unveil in pieces along the way. And maybe at some point come back and maybe you can help us unveil some of the pieces.
I would love to do it. I would love to be included. I love that idea. That will bless his socks off.
We think he
deserves it. Did you see him when he opened the thing and they invited him for the Walk of Fame?
Yeah, the Hollywood star. The star? Yes.
Like a little kid. He was so thrilled by that. And this would even be, oh my gosh. Yeah, that should happen.
So we won't go into super detail, but we put together a pretty compelling deck. And, you know, the gist of it is that to be inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you have to be an artist who's been, 25 years since their first recording. So really, we started talking about that. And we thought, you know what? In just the 25 years since he left Van Halen, he's done more than most people who have their own careers in less time. Yeah. But also, then if you factor in Van Halen and all the bands that they've influenced, and then you factor in just Montrose. I mean, you could almost make an argument. We went back and forth, Brent and I. Maybe even just Montrose.
Could be its
own thing. But if you package all of that together behind Sammy's voice, there's a pretty compelling argument that can be unbiasedly made. And now is the time to do it, right?
I think you're right. I think that's perfect, you guys. What a great idea. You know, they're trying to get him to do the halftime did you know about that?
The Super Bowl. Yes.
That would be cool too.
They're actually, and you know, I asked him what he thought. He said, it'll never happen, but I'd love it. You know? So he gave the okay, and they are out there trying, that little group of them, you know, they're getting signatures, and I don't know where they'll go with it. Who knows? But
redheads we're awesome. We're dedicated and loyal. So, and we're hard workers. So yeah. We hope that happens too, but we're going to try to give this a shot.
I bet you guys do it. I bet you guys pull it off. I think you will. And I just pray favor on you guys as you go, just favor, God's favor.
That's amazing. Thank you.
And we also put the call out to all the fellow fans that also want to help.
Yeah. Perfect. Good job. I'm really pleased. That pleases me. Awesome. I'd like to see that. Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to hear more and more as we go forward with this season, with this plan. And we just thought it was really fitting to unveil our idea for the first time when we had you on as a guest.
So good.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. I mean, I love that. And I love being a part of this. And I love that, Sammy, that you told Sammy I was your favorite guest. Yay! I just love it.
He had an interesting reaction to that. We had a good laugh over that one.
He did.
You guys.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Oh, yeah.
Andrew Hagar here. When my dad started making tequila, he had one goal in mind: make the absolute best tequila in the world. If you go find yourself a bottle of Santo tequila, I'm sure you'll agree, we've done just that.
So I think we should also, you know, let's change gears here. We've obviously, we're here to talk about things related to Sammy, but you know, Velma, like we said before, you're sure firecracker, and you know, you have the Hagar energy. What are you up to now? Is there another book coming?
I do, I'm still doing my TikTok, and I have my 75,000 followers on TikTok. I hope they
don't.
That's
amazing.
I know. I love my TikTok, and I have all those little young people on there, and you know, I do that. And I've done a pretty good job on YouTube lately. I've got I did this trying to get up to 1,000 subscribers. It's so hard. YouTube is hard. I mean, on TikTok, I just went viral. You know, it was so easy. But YouTube, I've been struggling. So I'm up to like 1,300, over 1,300 subscribers now on YouTube, my little YouTube thing. And my books are doing wonderful, both of them. I love my books. My books are my legacy. I feel like when I'm gone, my grandson said the other day, Bubby, I'm reading your book every day. I said, oh, honey, I'm so proud. You know, I know when I die, all my grandkids are going to read my book, but I don't think any of them have read it now. They just don't bother, you know, but when I die, they're all going to be clamoring to read my books. But my books are doing well, and I'm real proud of both of them.
Do you think you have a third one in you? What would you do if you did a third book?
Honestly, I've been thinking about it. I know I've got a third one. I got it already written. But I keep saying, gosh, when do you stop? At what age do you just kind of, you know, float around on your sit up here on my pedestal and enjoy life? But I have got it written. It is written to do another one similar to these. But I would like to do Hidden Treasures in the Kitchen. But that is one I'm going to have to write. The other ones are already written. And so it's more work. But I mean, I'd love to cook, you guys. Oh my gosh. I'd love to cook. And I have so many good recipes. And I feel like now I've got a lot of those recipes on TikTok. There's a place on there. It's called Bubby Cooks, B-U-B-B-Y, Bubby Cooks. Mm-hmm. And I have I just put one out the other day, and I get a ton of views. They love it when I cook. They love it. And I do them real simple, but I'd like to do that. Hidden Treasures in the Kitchen.
That would be incredible. That would be awesome.
When you talked to us last year, you shared a recipe with us.
I did.
And you did, yes.
What did I share? The suku? Did I do the suku with the family?
Yes, you did. Yep. Yes.
And did you make it? Did you make my suku?
Yes, we did.
Is it delicious?
Yes, it was.
I'm so happy. So I didn't even remember doing it.
Yes. So I want to ask you, what's the go-to now? Here's summer season is coming. Even for those of us, you know, up here in the frosty Great White North, we're going to start planting our vegetable gardens, and we're going to be outside barbecuing and doing all the things soon. What is it this time of year? What's an April go-to, foolproof, tried, true, and trusted Velma Hagar recipe? What should we make this
week? Wow. You know, I have to tell you, I do this thing. Every Sunday, I make myself an Italian sandwich. And it just shoots right into my mind when you ask me for a summer recipe. You know, I dry my own tomatoes, and so does Sammy Dry Hits. We get these little, I get the little, they're called sugar plums, the little round, small sugar plum. And I cut them in half. I leave them stuck together, and I open them up, and I put them on a tray. And I make this this seasoning. It's all herbs, all the Italian herbs mixed together. I dry them myself, and I give out these herbs. And I'm telling you, everybody that has them just loves them. I have rosemary, oregano, sweet basil, bay leaf, and thyme, and anise. In a dried, and I put them in this jar, and then I take that and I sprinkle them all over these tomatoes, and then I put a little garlic salt on them and a little dried red peppers, and I put them in the oven, and I dehydrate them. Now I have those dehydrated tomatoes, and I'm going to tell you guys, I make this sandwich, and I put, do you know what tapenade is? The mm-hmm. tapenade is like a olive.
Olives, love it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's mixed in olive oil. And I put the tapenade on the Italian bread. And I put my tomatoes all over that I've already. And I just took these to Sammy's last week. I took them. We had them for lunch. We had this for lunch. And then Italian salami on top of that. And then I get these artichoke hearts that are fire roasted. And I put artichoke hearts on top of this. Now remember,
this
you've
sounds
got
amazing. This sounds incredible.
And then I do this cheese called Toscano cheese, and I put that all over it. And these sandwiches, you guys, everybody that ever eats them, they just drool over these sandwiches. They're so good. And
what are they called? What do you have a name?
I just call those my Italian sandwich.
Italian sandwich.
I make the Italian sandwich every Sunday. I only do it one day a week. I make them every Sunday for myself. I make one every Sunday for myself. That is my Sunday sandwich. You know, I get to eat that for lunch every day. That's what I have, only one day a week. But it's so good, you guys. But you have to have my dried tomatoes. Oh, my gosh. So, and then I can my own tomatoes. I make canned tomatoes myself. And I use the heirloom tomatoes. And I put garlic and fresh basil in there. And then I put them in the jars, and I can them. And of course, I take them down to Sammy. He loves my tomatoes. He said the other day, by the way, I need more tomatoes. Yeah, I'm sure you do. They're like gold. They're just like gold, you know. So, and I make a lot of different things with that. But there's so many recipes. See, and it get me going about cooking. You get no word in because I love to cook. I love to cook.
Well, I was just going to say, if that's your Sunday sandwich, I hate to ask what you had for Easter dinner yesterday.
Well, we just had ham yesterday.
How long is this episode going to be?
We had ham, but we had the croissant rolls, you know, with the ham and all the fixings, you know, the red onions sliced up small and tomatoes, big heirloom tomatoes sliced up. Those sandwich, we made sandwiches we make jalapeno potato salad. Our jalapeno potato salad is like amazing. Everybody that ever eats my potato salad, that's what you should have for summer. Oh my gosh. My potato salad is the best. It's got jalapenos in it, but it's amazing.
Well,
dinner.
It sounds to me like Darren and I are going to book some plane tickets and we're coming to your house for dinner. That's what we're doing.
I also
want to reveal that I had a DNA test done, and my last name's not Bristow, it's Bayo. So we're related. So I'll be swinging by soon to have some of that tamponade.
Yeah. So you're part of the Bayo family, huh? You call it Bayo. See, that's what Scott does too. He calls it Bayo. Grandpa always said Bayo. He always said Bayo. Yeah. B-A-I-O.
Right.
Look, it's got three vowels and one consonant. You don't run into a name like that very often, you know?
No, it's very unique.
Three vowels and a consonant, Bayo. Yeah. And I never hear it. I mean, Scott, and I am so proud of Scott. Isn't he amazing, Scott Bayo? He's like a third cousin.
You must have met before. Have you met?
No, I haven't met him. I've talked to him online, but I've never met him.
Interesting.
And one of my other cousins. Do you know Ken Templin? Who Ken Templin is?
The singer, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's our cousin, you know.
I know of him.
Yeah. Ken Templin is an amazing singer, you guys. He's a bio. His mother was a bio. And we love Ken. Ken is our, you know, Ken's mother was my mother's favorite cousin. So, and Ken's grandpa was my grandpa's brother. They were bios. So, but Ken, now see, what a singer. So that came from the bio side, that singing. It came from down from grandpa's side. Because see, he's not Alessi at all. His mother, you know, Alessi was who Grandpa Bio married. And oh my gosh, have you really listened to Ken Templin sing?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, he has the largest music studio. It's some kind of a significant, it might be in the United States. It's huge. His singing school is. He's done really well. I love that guy. I really love him.
All right.
He can imitate
future guest. Future guest, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, wouldn't that be cool? He can imitate Sammy perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even tell it's not Sammy singing. But what about Aaron? Have you ever tried to get Aaron on the show? Sammy's son, Aaron?
We have. We have. He said he would consider it. So we don't want to impede or be pestering anyone. So we just do our thing. And
tell him Auntie Velma told him he ought to do this.
Okay. We'll do it right away.
That's the hook.
I love my Aaron. What a guy.
Yeah. He's got some great songs as well, right? He's a great voice.
Yeah.
That guy is so talented. It's not even fair. He's got so many talents. You know, he is a master artist as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. His art and what he does with amazing. All the vehicles, it's just incredible. Yeah.
And he draws people like they're so lifelike, you know. He's amazing. Yeah, get Aaron on. He's a good one. And he's very personable and fun and, you know.
Cool. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, now we have the second Hager permission. Right. We will have to invoke that with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can give him a little nudge from the side and, you know,
I will.
Encourage him in our way.
Well, if Sammy was on your show, he should be on it.
There you go.
We need him.
End quote.
Yeah, for sure. And Andrew, too.
Yes, we'd love to have Andrew as well. I mean, his music career is starting to blossom a little bit on his own.
He hasn't been feeling good lately. He's had a little issues with his health. Mm-hmm. So, but you know what? He's one that would probably come on too. Yeah, get both of those guys.
Yeah, yeah, we've contacted him again. We say our thing and they say they'll think about it and get back to us. So we don't want to bother anyone, right? So we'll hit him up again.
Just give him a date and say, can you come on this date?
All right.
So Velma Hagar is now our agent for the Bogus Otis show. That's what's happening right here.
Also, I'm the so show controlling.
The show so is also now brought to you by Ancestry.com. There's also that.
Yeah, there you go.
That's awesome.
You guys are just darling, both of you. You're really cute. You're so sweet.
Velma, straight back at you. It is an absolute treat to chat with you. We cannot thank you enough for taking the time.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure.
And I'll tell you, we're going to keep you posted as the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame mission goes
ahead. Let me know.
All right.
I do anything I can to help you.
And if Sammy comes on our show again and then asks who our favorite guest is again, we're going to have to go with Velma a second time.
I mean,
doubling down on Velma.
I just love it. I just love that.
Thank you again for joining us. This is Darren and Brent and Velma, and we are all now the Bohos.
The Bohos.
Honorary Bohost. I like that.
The honorary
Bubby Bohost.
Bubby Bohost. It sounds so good.
We'll send you a shirt. We'll get your shirt.
Let's do it.
It's just a ride. Bubby Bohost. I love it. All right, amazing. You guys. I'm sorry I was late getting here, but it's been fun. Hasn't it been fun?
I've loved it. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you again. We really appreciate your time.
All right, guys. Keep in touch.
All right.
We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
The Bogus Otis Show is produced by Right Now Entertainment. Hosted by Darren Bristow and Brent Kinnair. With audio and production assistance by Andrew Wright and Record Ready in association with Right Now Entertainment. What is understood need be discussed.
The Bogus Soda Show. Too fucking funny.